Good morning, everybody. How are you, Farmer?
I'm doing well. Good morning, everybody. And I'm listening to our faithful show every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Welcome aboard.
Welcome to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland, the show. I have it as number 288 since we've been here.
So, you know, I lost track back in 255, I think.
So we have a nice show planned for you for number 288. We're going to be hearing from Mary McLaughlin, Emish, Sean Orietta, and the Battlefield Band.
Wow, the Battlefield Band.
Haven't heard from them in a while, and you're going to have planned something for us as well.
Yeah, I got some Gaelic Storm lined up for us today, some Lancum, and some Christy Moore.
Oh, see, I'm glad, because I almost brought my Christy Moore, and they figured, well, the farmer's probably going to do Christy Moore.
I have it with me just about all the time.
So. Okay. It's handy.
Yes.
We're starting off today's show with Mary McLaughlin and Celtic Voices.
Answers when you last hear for Patty, I suppose. J's for my love, John. The W stands for falsely mobile, but Johnny is the fairest man. Johnny is the fairest man, she said. Johnny is the fairest man. I don't care what anybody says, but Johnny is the fairest man. Bye.
Wow.
Yeah. I bet you people were thinking the show was over or just beginning.
We're just beginning, but I thought it'd be nice to hear the whole of the O'Neill March by Sean Arrieta. And they're playing before a live audience, and the album is Inchegayety. And before that, we heard from Emish from their album Sinners Make the Best Saints, with P stands for Patty. And then, opening up the show, we heard from Mary McLaughlin and Celtic Voices with her song Bring the Peace. And here we are at Pittsfield Community Radio. 89.7 on your radio dial and 88.1 SBR in Lee. What do you have lined up for us, Farmer?
Well, I'm going to start this second set off with Gaelic Storm.
Excellent.
Mary's eyes are startling blue, and her hair's Newcastle gold, and she walks the thin white line between the body and the soul. She's as faithful to her history as a novice to his fast, for she's standing on the bones of Ireland. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two. Mary is wise, she is foolish, she's as constant as the tide, for it's a woman's heart that beats beneath that stubborn Irish pride. We are saints and we are sinners. We are heroes, we are thieves. We are all of us beginners on the road to Galilee. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through. She can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two.
apprenticed long enough, and you've learned to love the ocean, both becalmed and deftly rough. Still you wait in patient silence for some long abandoned ship to call you up for duty for one more long for trip. Still Henry comes to see you and helps to dry your tears with his love of country music and half a dozen beers. And he takes you from your sorrow, and he takes you on the town. Says if you can't forget the ocean, there's danger you might drown. No 60-year-old sailor is wanted on the sea, and no 40 years of sailing will get them to agree. No 20 years of reasoning will ever make them see, and no amount of money will ever set you happy. He can only do so much, and you realize he's losing you when you start losing touch. In this dirty, smoky bar room, you stare blindly at your past, and you see the ghost of every coast appearing. And you did your bit for Europe, for your king and your country, but they soon forgot your sacrifice in the wake of victory. And these empty bottles ask you, was it peace or was it war? Was it love or just frustration that brought you down so far? No 60-year-old sailor is wanted on the sea, and no 40 years of sailing will get them to agree. No 20 years of reasoning will. Set you free. And all those years of waiting, were they worth it after all? When there's only one more voyage, just one more port of call.
Once when I was a little child, I saw some things that it made me cry. A bird I found there that couldn't fly. Its wings beat out to touch the sky. I tried to save her, hands held tight, but I was so young then, just a little child. And I remember how I sat and cried when that old crow in my tiny arms, it died. She freed her heart once more up there wide, sprouting wings again and again to fill the sky. And pagan prayers from me to make her fly. Once back when I was young, just a little boy, wildflowers I gathered, placed them by her side. I dug a grave for her, and I just don't know why. I should have known then, being a gypsy's child, she freed her heart once more up there wide, sprouting wings again and again to fill the skies, and pagan prayers from me to make her fly. Once back when I was young, just a little boy. Once back when I was young, just a little child. Once back when I was young, just a little boy.
That was a nice song.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that was a very good set, I should say. I enjoyed it.
I'm glad, Barmer. I did too.
Yes.
The name of that tune was Once When I Was Young, Finbar Fury, a favorite of ours on this show, from his album Colors. I'm not sure why I use the word album anymore.
I don't. I call them records still. Why?
78s. Yeah. And before that, we heard from the Battlefield Band from their album Anthem for the Common Man, with Port of Call. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Gaelic Storm, and the song was Mary's Eyes, and that came off their Tree album. That's a very good album. Hmm. It really is. Hmm. Album. I'm calling them album. You're calling them records. Who knows?
So, in Irish history, the last, on October 26, 1996, the last Magdalen Laundry in Ireland is closed. It was located on Sean McDermott Street in Dublin and belonged to the Convent of the Sisters of Our Lady of Charity. Huh? These institutions established to house what were offensively and judgmentally called fallen women.
Fallen women.
According to Taoiseach Enda Kenny. In other words, women who had become pregnant outside of wedlock or were suspected of being promiscuous. At the time of its closure, 40 women lived in Gloucester Street Laundry, as it was known, and would continue to reside there. At its height, 150 women were working there. Though the Magdalen Laundries were primarily Roman Catholic institutions, the first one was founded by the Church of Ireland in 1765, known as the Magdalen Asylum for Penitent Females. God.
Yeah.
An estimated 30,000 women.
Wow.
Passed through the institutions, which were often brutal places. One, Mary Smith, said she was sent to one after being assaulted, and that women there, quote, didn't know when the next beating was going to come.
Okay.
So a sad chapter in Irish history, I think.
Yeah.
On this day, the last Magdalen Laundry closes. And you're going to start us off, Farmer.
Yes, I'm starting us off this set with Linkum.
Okay.
William Bailey was a man of high renown. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. In search of gallant young recruits, he used to scour the town. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. His face was fallen swarthy, of medals he had 40, and ribbons on his chest, red, white, and blue. Stereo, as he stood on Dunphy's corner, Tooraloo. Now a Sergeant William Bailey on Dunphy's corner stands. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. Enticing Dublin young lads for to die in foreign lands. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. For to improve their station, shouts in high elation to come and fight for king and country. But for all the noise he's making, that bait they aren't taken from Sergeant William Bailey Tooraloo. Now alas for human greatness, every dog he has his day. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. And Sergeant William Bailey, he's getting old and gray. Tooraloo-ra-loo-ra-loo-ra-loo. No longer youths are willing to take his dirty shilling, and things for him are looking mighty blue. For in spite of fife and drumming, and now more recruits are coming to Sergeant William Bailey Tooraloo.
Sergeant William Bailey Tooraloo. my Yarmouth is by a good fairy, loyal in Margo, is in Rieron, Marhele Banago. Yalish Hamsa Achtenish to Brego Gomei Haru Mega Krono Guirach Ligma Fad Agus Chachid Be
Gorwan to Jai. glass house where the birds do increase. At the foot of Mount Leinster or some silent place, by the streams of Bontlody, where all pleasures do meet. And all I would ask is one kiss from you, sweet. Oh, the streams of Bontlody, they flow down so free. By the banks of the Slaney, I am longing to be. Drinking good liquor in the height of my cheer. Here's a health to Bontlody and the lass I But it's how my love slights me, as you might understand. For she has a freehold, and I have no land. She has riches in plenty, and a fortune in gold. And everything fitting a house to uphold. And if I were a clerk and could write a good hand, I would pen my love a letter she might understand. For I am a young fellow who is slighted in love. Once I lived in Bontlody, but now must remove. And the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, she sings as she flies. She brings us good tidings and tells us no lie. She sucks the wild bird's egg to make her voice clear. And the more she cries cuckoo, the summer draws near. So it's fare thee well, father and mother, adieu. To my sister and brother, farewell unto you. I am bound for America for my fortune to When I think on Bontlody, I'm ready to cry.
Some say that kissing's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? For kissing has been in this world since the very first day there was two. Now, if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers, they would sue, and the prisons would be full of folk who had a kiss or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run, and if it wasn't plenty, then the poor folk would get none. Some say that gambling's a sin, but I'll bet you 15 to 1 that gambling has been in this world since horses and greyhounds could run. Now, if it wasn't illegal, then the lawyers they would sue, and the prisons would be full of folk who had a bet or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the kettles would run, and if it wasn't plenty, then the poor folk would get none. Some say that swearing's a sin, but where is the man that can tell? For swearing has been in this world since the devil was told, go to hell. Now, if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers they would sue, and the prisons would be full of folk who had a course or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run, and if it wasn't plenty, then the poor folk would get none. And some say that smoking's a sin, but a pipe now and then is enough. But smoking has been in this world since Adam taught Eve how to puff. Now, if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers they would sue, and the prisons would be full of folk who had a smoke or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the kettles would run, and if it wasn't plenty, then the poor folk would get none. Some say that drinking's a sin, but a gaggle is fine now and then. For drinking has been in this world forever and ever, amen. Now, if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers they would sue, and the prison would be full of folk who had a drink or two. And if they didn't like it, then away the girls would run, and if it wasn't plenty, then the poor folk would get none.
A longish set there, Farmer.
Yeah, that was, but it was good. You it like was it? Really good. I like that last song, especially.
Some Say That Smoking Is a Sin was the name of that one.
Uh-huh.
And a rather odd song, I thought, from the Dubliners, but that's from their Best Of, so it must have been a popular song.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, we heard from Sean Doyle from his famous album, The Light and the Half-Light, The Maid of Bunclody, and The Love She Loves Dear. And we, at least I started off our set with Donal Oak from El Safety and Treja Nicanawan. And the name of the album is Musique du Monde, Music of the World.
Ah.
And what did we hear from you, Fred?
I played Sergeant William Bailey by Lancome.
Wow.
And that came off their album Between the Earth and the Sky.
And you're starting us off this way.
I am. Mr. Christy Moore will welcome you to our show right now.
The lead of the body in that peaceful pagan home to pay their last respects, all the neighbors came along. In the wee hours of the morning, pagan words from a whiskey still, falling from the bushes, sworn enemies or friends again. Someone spilled porter on the corpse in the middle of a song, and the stories kept on coming back from 1941. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, Mad Mary from the crossroads grabbed my arse for all to see. I'll tell your fortune, Scobie, if you come on home with me. In the name of God, now Mary, some respect for the dead. You can't be grabbing arses at a pagan ritual. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, Father Tim is telling Tommy how the Israelites came in, and Tommy's eating sandwiches that are piled up next to him.
someone started singing our revenge for skibbereen. There's a French lad there translate for the next door neighbor's daughter, Jean-Louis and lovely Angelique. Sail on, Jimmy. Hey! Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, in the wee hours of the morning, we were howling up the moon. When the mystic wind took Jimmy way up to the mystic room. Up, 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 he's gone in peace to save us all. Gone with a mystic lesson from that peaceful pagan ritual. Up. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual. No, you haven't. Sail on, Jimmy.
The dreams have all gone. They never said where, but I think I know. It smiles through the night, just over the dawn, on the road that will take me home. I know in my heart I've ground feels the same, though the land's been torn. I've a long way to go, the stars tell me so, on the road that will take me home. Love waits for me round the bend. This road finally takes me by. Don't lead me astray. Don't try to stop me. Don't stand in my way. I'm bound for the hills where the cool waters flow, and this road that will take me home. lost, and all that I've won, when this road finally takes me home. I'm going on, I'm going on, I'm going home, I'm going
Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes signing off for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 on your radio dial in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. Everybody be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grum Uggish, Uggish Shahi, Shahugan.